congratulations, a homecoming victory and a sweet victory for you guys here tonight.
That was a good victory.
Tight ball game. You guys get the points right before the end of the first period, get the score early second quarter, and then Ulysses bounces back, and you guys end up getting the points right before halftime on a two-minute drill without any timeouts. Really, the halfway through the second quarter on, your execution offense was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. There at the beginning, we weren't getting all our blocks. Towards the end of the second quarter, we started getting those blocks. Execution started firing off. They had that one run. We pinched in a little tight, and one missed assignment, and they scored. But other than that, pretty good.
And, that you mentioned the defense. They ran that set where it's like a power eye formation, the quarterback and shotgun, and they had a lot of success on that at times. At times, you guys did a good job slowing that down. And once you guys got that shut down in the third period on their opening series, they had to go back to what they do the most is their wing T.
Basically, what we did is we put five down linemen instead of the four, which just forced those guys more inside. They're just bouncing it out to the outside around our ends. We put our ends on the outside, put another guy down on the line, and then stuffed him up a little bit.
And how about the kickoff return to start the second half for Jarrett Juergens and the block punt as well by Jordan Horn? You know, I've mentioned this last 3 weeks especially, and maybe not the last three extra points of the night, but the special teams really tonight overall was pretty darn special.
We've been talking about the special teams here this year quite a bit. It's been 4 years since we had a kickoff return. It was back Beloit with Dalton Beeler. Mm-hmm. Before that, it was the Scott Lane Ness game, which would have been 8 years ago. So we've only had two in the 8 years. We've been talking about it quite a bit the last four games. We finally got one.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about it. 4 years ago, that kickoff return. And what does that say? I think since 2013, Scott City now with 12 non-offensive touchdowns.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that is pretty good. Once again, it is Coach Landon Frank joining us here. Offensive line paved the way. He had a great night from Jarrett Juergens. Wyatt Hayes, maybe a career best of the 120-some yards tonight and a couple touchdowns. That line just continues to blow some pretty good holes.
They're getting better each time. We had a few mess-ups there with their D-tackles, but they were pretty physical too. But they corrected those. And even our younger guys on the line when the freshmen came in, they did well and scored a touchdown.
Yeah, that was some good hard running on that drive by those youngsters. They weren't afraid to go after it.
No, definitely not. And usually if we have the starting line in, those freshman running backs do pretty well. But we actually had the freshman line in there as well, and they did really well.
Yes, they did. And you're now back above 500, 3-2. That's got to be a nice feeling to get above that. And a long road trip to Wellington next week. They were being shut out big time by Collegiate at halftime. But, they're going to be an 0-5 team, and it's going to be their homecoming next Friday night as well. And it's going to be a long road trip. You know, that's going to be a little bit of a factor as well.
Yeah, 6 hours. I mean, that's the longest trip we'll probably have this year. Long ways.
Once again, Assistant Coach Landon Frank joining us here post-game. Big win for the Beavers here tonight, 53-7. And, Coach, once again, thanks for joining us here post-game. And enjoy the weekend.
All right. Thank you.